These are unsolicited testimonies. I have nothing, I know nothing of them. I never said it. And this is, I understand, right? I'm new amongst Pentecostal people. But if I understand, that's the Holy Ghost speaking and interpreting. Now, I'm going to be honest. I was a critic of that one time. I didn't criticize it to people, but in my heart, I couldn't believe it. And the first time after I got started out amongst the Pentecostal people, I was in San Antonio, Texas. I started walking across the platform my first night, and someone up in the gallery spoke with tongues like it was fired from a gun. And another man over here gave the interpretation of it, and that man interpreted exactly the same thing that angel said when he come on me 12 years before that standing in the Ohio River. And I said, "Do you know me, sir?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Do you know that man?" He said, "No, sir." That convinced me. And up here at Santa Rosa not long ago, the minister may be standing present now. There's having a Saturday night playhouse. We had several people about like here, and they was trying to put a man out of the prayer line. And he kept saying, "I'm not wanting in the prayer line. I'm wanting to see this minister." And I said, "Let him alone." Down like this. "What do you want, sir?" And he said, "How do you spell your name?" And I said, "Brenham." He said, "Mother, that's it. That's it." And a lady came forth. They had an old paper turned yellow. They were evangelists belonging to the Assemblies of God. And 22 years, that would be about, that's 4 years ago, would be about 26 years now. 22 years before that, one said they had a gift of speaking in tongues, the other had the gift of interpretation. And when they were, said they were down praying 22 years before that, and the interpretation come, and this was one of their messages they had laying back, said, "Thus saith the Lord, in the last days before the coming of the Lord, I'll send my servant William Branham up the west coast with," and there it was wrote on old paper. And then one night, I was coming out of Seattle, and there was a man standing over there, and he had a book under his arm. He kept telling me, "Brother Branham, you're in the wrong church." And I didn't know what he was talking of, and he put the book under my arm. It was called The Mormon Word of God. I don't know what it was. It's one of their prophets, the Latter-day Saint, some bunch of them that claims they see the Nephites. And back there, a hundred and long, I don't know how long ago it was, it, on a certain page there, I had the book in my library, it prophesied their prophet and said that in the last days that Germany would have a ism called Nazis. And it went ahead and said, "In that day, let W-I-L-L-I-A-M, William Branham, be called and set aside in humility for the service that I have called him to." That's right. Wrote years, "Friends, I stand here for hours saying things that he has done. And please do not think that I'm trying to say this. Here's what I'm, that Jesus Christ is in our midst now. He's sure to heal everybody. And please, these are Pentecostal people, your own people here is testifying and saying these things, what you have received the Holy Ghost by. Have faith in God. Have faith. This is the hour of your healing. Believe now with all your heart."